Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, let's do this. Let's go talk to somebody who has his finger on the pulse of a lot of things. He looks at a lot of things. He looks at everything in the gun culture. And his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Where would you like to start today?
Well, it looks like there's a lot of constitutional carry stuff going on in the month of March. Let's start with Ohio, where it is at the final phase of what we would call, I guess...
the legislative process.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. And frankly, this is a little bit of a surprise to me, in the sense that Ohio would not have been a state that I would have said, say, a year ago, was the most likely to pass a constitutional carry bill. I mean, it's a very pleasant surprise, and obviously the people in Ohio, the activists like the Buckeye Firearm Association, I mean, those guys have been excellent. But if you said they're going to go constitutional carry next year, I'd go, well, you know, I was a little skeptical. But they have been getting it done. It is really impressive. They got it passed through the House, they got it passed through the Senate, and now it is on the way. Well, there are administrative processes. These are not votes. These are nothing that should be a problem. But there are administrative processes. Once a bill gets passed by both the houses of a legislature, then it gets sent to an administrator who checks that the language is all correct, you know, that it doesn't have grammatical errors, doesn't contradict itself, and things like that. And it's supposed to be purely administratively, and almost all the time it is. And then it has to be signed by usually the head of the House and the head of the Senate, where they basically certify, yes, this is the bill we voted on. And then once it's certified, it'll get sent to the governor. You know, it has to be officially sent and accepted by him, show that it's there, and then he makes a decision whether to sign it, not sign it, veto it. The information that I'm getting from Ohio, and I have some sources that are very close to the action there, is that Governor DeWine will sign the bill. He has a primary coming up. He has some serious challenge, and, you know, he that's what I'm hearing. I can't give out any sources. I can't give you more detail. But
The short way to say that, though, is he really likes being a politician.
I would be very surprised if he does not sign the bill.
Yeah.
And he will probably sign it fairly quickly because this primary is coming up. So
right.
He wants to have that feather in his cap for conservatives, for constitutionalists, for people who believe in the Constitution. He wants to be able to say, look, I signed constitutional carry. Now, that in itself is a huge victory. that politicians who want to get elected as Republicans feel that they have to show that they are true to the Constitution, and that signing a constitutional carry bill is a good way of doing that. That's what happened in Texas, and it's what appears likely to happen here in, well, not here, but in Ohio. And so this is, I mean, this is right in the heart of the Midwest. And I think it's going to happen. I think by the end of next week, it should be, I expect it to be signed. That's my prediction. So
will that be number 21 or 22?
22. And it's, it passed by large margin. The House passed it 57-35. The Senate passed it 24-8. I mean, these are huge. This is like, not in the House, it's not quite 2-1, but they're big margins. And then once it's signed, as I recall, in Ohio, it's about 90 days before it becomes effective.
Right.
Now, this is common with most bills, too. Most
sure.
bills, usually it takes an emergency to become effective immediately. I mean, sometimes they just label it emergency and it becomes effective immediately. But most bills, there's a period of time before it becomes effective. And it makes sense. You want all the enforcement agencies and the prosecutors and the judges and everything to know there's been a change. This is what's going on now. And so that they are ready for it. So they don't make mistakes.
Right.
And that's reasonable. It takes time to do things. So that is happening, that'll almost certainly happen next week. So then we have, let's see, anything else I can say about Ohio? Well, one of the things about Ohio is that it has two neighbors that already have constitutional carry, West Virginia and Kentucky. Let's get my geography right. I have made errors. I used to think I was pretty good on geography.
Now,
when you write a few thousand articles, you make a mistake here and there.
Sure you do. Let me ask a quick question because we're coming up on the first break, but this is an interesting thing. So they have neighbors, two of them that are near them, I guess that border them. Does that make everybody reciprocal in those states, or do you still have to have a permit to cross the border, or what do you know about that?
There are a couple states. I think there's only one now. I think it's North Dakota, but I'd have to check. That when they wrote their constitutional carry bill, they say it only applies to residents of the state.
Okay.
But I don't think that would hold up in court.
Well, see, the reason
equal protection clause.
So here's the reason I asked that. Like when we're in Nevada at SHOT Show,
right.
We can carry openly like the people of Nevada do. When we were in Indianapolis,
right.
We could carry openly like the people of Indianapolis do.
Right.
They might ask to see our permit to see if we, but I mean, everything that
I
saw as far as.
The laws have to apply equally.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I just wondered about that, if everything becomes reciprocal, if you have the same kind of law in place.
As I said, there's one, it used to be that way, I think, in Montana, but they reformed that law so that it's constitutional carry for everybody
right.
in Montana now. And so I think North Dakota is the only state that has that provision that it only applies to residents. And I said, that has constitutional problems. And the Supreme Court in a number of cases has said, you can't discriminate between somebody who's a resident and a non-resident on a general law.
Right.
Now, they could try something weird and say, well, this is not general. This is like hunting. Because that's a strange thing. For hunting regulations, they generally do not. They apply differently or can apply differently to a resident and non-resident.
Do me a favor. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. You can find this article at amoland.com. Dean has well over 1,900 of those. They're waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
show, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, a lot of constitutional carry stuff going on. We just talked about Ohio, which looks like they're about to get it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm pretty sure they are going to have it signed by the governor. And so what happens next in other states? Well, one of the interesting things is that in Indiana, and I don't have a separate, I've had several articles on it, but I don't have a new one on it yet. I'm working on one. Indiana looked like they were a really good candidate to pass constitutional carry this year. And, of course, they're just to the west of Ohio, and they have a border with Ohio. And I thought they were likely to pass it before Ohio did. But and they voted for it in their House with like a 2-1 margin, and then it went to the Senate. Well, last year it went to the Senate Judiciary Committee in Indiana. And then the Judiciary Chair, she's a Republican named Liz Brown, just refused to bring it up for a vote.
Right.
Well, that got a lot of activists angry. And so this year they moved it further, and she was forced by the Senate President Pro Tem Bray to bring it up for a vote. Now, my impression is that Bray did not want it passed, but he had enough pressure that he was able to insist that she bring it up for a vote. Well, she brought it up for a vote, and I wrote about the committee hearing that was held, and in my opinion, it was kind of a disgrace for a Republican chair. She gave the Democrats preference, in my opinion, and then voted with the Democrats and convinced a couple of Republicans to go along with her, who essentially gut the constitutional carry bill, which was HB 1077 in Indiana. Then all of they passed an amendment that essentially did away with it. Then all of the members of the committee voted to pass the bill with that name out of the committee, so they could get it out of that committee. And then they went to a rules committee where the members of the Judiciary Committee complained and said that the rules weren't followed. And then the Rules Committee said, yeah, well, and I'm paraphrasing, and it's probably not quite exactly right because the rules are very complicated. But what they said was, well, yes, the rules were violated, but you didn't get it to this committee fast enough for us to consider it for this year. So now what has happened is that Ohio looks like it's passing a bill. I think these are cascading events. The more states you have with constitutional carry, the more states are likely to pass constitutional carry. There's a limit, obviously, when you get up to 35, 38 states, you know, you got the leftovers. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about this. For each one of these that are out there, and they have whatever reason they say they can't do it, and they always come up with some really stupid reasons, don't they? And really what it truly boils down to is they just don't believe that should be a thing, these politicians. Right.
But they just don't like the idea.
That's exactly it. They don't like the idea. After they get to a certain point, and there's so many of them out there doing it, doesn't that sort of blunt whatever reason they may have for saying no?
Precisely.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. And the fact that Indiana has neighbors that have it, and they haven't had any problems, is a big deal. And so what happened? Now, this is it just happened in the last few hours. And that was that, I think it might have been 24 hours ago, is that Republicans who are supporting constitutional carry got pretty upset. And so there was a conference committee for another bill that had to do with drugs that had been passed with bipartisan support in both the Senate and the House. And it was at conference committee. Well, at a conference committee, the committee can change things in a bill. I mean, they don't get to, you know, they can make huge changes if they want to. And that's what they did. They substituted the entire original HB 1077, the constitutional carry bill, for the content of this previously passed bill called SB 209. So I've seen this as a tactic before, and it's kind of a, I wouldn't say exactly a desperation measure. It's a way to get around hostile chairs and maybe a hostile couple of people who have significant powers in one of the houses or another, and get it to a vote for the entire house, the entire chamber, for either the Senate or the House. So what this does is it allows, there's a significant potential for a vote in both the Senate and the House on this bill that was substituted with the contents of constitutional carry. And so I believe that the way they could block it is they could just refuse to allow a vote in the Senate, in the whole Senate. I don't know if they'll do that or not. So, surprisingly, Indiana's constitutional carry bill has essentially been resurrected, and it has a shot of passing again.
Isn't that, that's, I would imagine that would be sort of troubling for them to have tried to shut something down, think it's behind them and everything else, and then popular opinion rises up against them, and then they're like, okay, we better do this because they're getting the pitchforks and the torches out.
That's a fair analogy of what's going on. There's a lot of senators who are for this bill in Indiana, you know, in the state legislature, and there quite a few of them are, I would say, righteously angry at the games that have been played. And I think what they're saying is, well, you want to play games? We can play games too.
Sure.
And so, a lot of the senators, this is my intuition, a lot of the senators in Indiana don't want to have to vote on this bill. And so that's why these games have been gotten away with. They don't want to put their fingerprints on killing the bill, and they don't want to vote on it. Well, I think that has just gotten a lot harder. And part of it is because Ohio says, hey, we're passing constitutional carry, and Indiana is looking at them like, you know, there's 21 states, and Ohio makes it 22.
Hang on for me. We'll pick it up on the other side when we get back. These articles are in the All Contributors section at amalan.com. Go down to the bottom right, click on that. Dean is on the left-hand side. And from there, off you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian troops have occupied Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant with managers working at gunpoint after a fire caused by their attack was extinguished. Countries around the world swiftly condemned the episode, with the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine warning an attack on a nuclear plant is a war crime, and the United Nations Security Council is convening an emergency meeting. The power plant's 6 reactors remain intact, though the component auxiliary buildings for reactor unit number 1 has been badly damaged. The remaining units are being cooled while one is still providing power. The U.S. economy added 678,000 more jobs in February, exceeding economist expectations. It was the best month for job growth since July. The nation has 2.1 million jobs to go before hitting the February 2020 level and recouping all positions lost in the pandemic.
This is USA Radio News. Ways to be more energy independent are happening throughout the United States. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020.
Gas prices are continuing to climb through the roof. AAA now finds the national average price for regular at $3.87 per gallon, up 11 cents in one day. Prices are now more than 40 cents higher than a month ago. Increasing demand, falling domestic gasoline stocks, and skyrocketing crude oil prices are driving the runaway prices. Gasoline is also a dollar higher than one year ago, and U.S. crude oil is selling for more than $110 per barrel. Stay updated anytime, 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and we've just been talking about Indiana. And, it would be interesting for you to do an article about Republicans who oppose Second Amendment issues based on stupidity or ignorance or just because they don't like the idea of it. Because that is, you know, some of these guys, it's astonishing how ignorant they are of what is actually happening, and they're out there making policy.
Yeah, this is, the problem is that there's a significant percentage, and I don't know exactly what it is, but I see, and most of them are older, in my opinion, and they've been bombarded their entire life with messages from information, we should call it misinformation or disinformation from the media on the issue of firearms and personal responsibility. And they have swallowed a lot of this philosophy. And a lot of it is what I would call progressive philosophy, which is it's bad for individuals to have power. It's good for government to have power.
Yeah.
So we don't want individuals to have guns because guns are power and individuals will do bad things with them.
Oh.
Of course, governments do much worse things than individuals do.
Right.
So that doesn't really fly. And what has happened, a lot of it, is that the scholarship that was pushed, essentially required by all the fake information about how bad guns were, people started actually looking at the effects of what happens when you have an armed population. Does crime go up? the murders go up, the suicide go up. And what we found out, it really does not have a huge effect. There appears to be slight positive effects in reducing some homicides and violent crime. But that is, even you can find studies that show that it's a small effect. But what we have found is it doesn't really have much effect. This idea that if you disarm the population, you lower your homicide rates or you lower your suicide rates, it just isn't correct. And people have to be educated about that. Now, in terms of writing articles, I have written articles. So I name names. As in my article about the Indiana constitutional carry hearing in the Judiciary Committee.
Right.
It's kind of harsh with the chair there. And I've done it on other – I did it in Idaho. So it is something I do from time to time because I like specifics and facts
right.
in articles. And many times these people are not held responsible for their actions.
And well, I mean, let's look at one thing that we could use to contrast this. I mean, in California, which, let's admit it, California's gun control land, in California, recently they had a horrific killing where a father went out there and killed his three daughters and a chaperone and himself in a church, right?
Right.
In Sacramento. Now, this guy had a restraining order against him that said he couldn't have any guns, and they just believed him when he said, no, I don't have any. They never double-checked that. Then he got arrested, 9 days before he killed everybody, he got arrested for getting in a fight with a cop, and then he got in a fight with an emergency worker. And, you know, that's another felony. So he's already got, he's got a restraining order right now, and now he's on a felony. He gets out of jail in 2 days, and then 6 days later, he's killing all these people. Now, they had all the gun control in the world. This guy didn't have a permit. They don't have constitutional carry. None of this prevented this murder.
Right.
But here's, yeah. This is a,
bail
this is
reform,
my,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Bail reform. That also came into play with that guy. But here's my point on this. Does it matter for a armed citizen who has broken no laws? Why should that matter what this guy did? Also, if he had not used a gun, would we even know about this if he had bashed their heads in with baseball bats and killed them that way? I mean, it's not.
Those don't make news stories.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not about the gun. It's never about the gun. With these kind of guys, when you leave these kind of guys out on the street, they're the weapon, not the gun, not the baseball bat, not the garden hoe, not whatever it is he uses to kill them. He's the weapon, and they do that all the time. And in the meantime, these Republican office holders, who obviously live in a cocoon. Where there's no media of any sort, social or, you know, mainstream coming in, where they can actually look at what's happening around the world and make contrasts here and there and see things and actually become informed. They're out there doing things based upon how they, I just don't like the idea of it.
It's a seductive fallacy. People like the idea that people really don't do bad things. It's because they have certain physical items. Those are the bad things.
No.
Not people don't do
no.
bad things because people are really good.
Mm.
That's a very seductive fallacy. It's a fallacy, though. And what we see, and there's been several studies of it, is that there are people who do bad things. And they are usually a minority of the population. And those people will do bad things whether you try to prevent them from doing other stuff because they're already decided they're going to break the law. And so we don't see that the availability of guns really makes a difference. Now, I read a study recently. Well, it was an essay, really, by Carl Bogus. I don't know if that name is familiar to you, but he was pretty prominent in anti-firearm circles for a couple of different decades. He did some studies. And in this essay, he said, we just didn't go far enough. you know, we've taken all these little bitty measures, like, you know, requiring a permit and having the background check. And he says that's not, if we only would have done a lot more, a lot faster, because what we really have to do is reduce the total number of handguns. Except when you look at the numbers, he's just wrong. I mean, Brazil has just a tiny number of the handguns we do in the United States, and they have three times the murder rate.
Right.
And so it's not, there's the number of guns needed to commit murders in the United States is so small, it's such a tiny fraction of what's out there, that trying to prevent the numbers of guns, to reduce them a little bit, just has no effect at all. It just doesn't have it. And that's assuming that other items, as you mentioned, like baseball bats, you know, or gasoline, or cars, are not available. But when you look at studies and the facts, you find that restricting firearms does not change the homicide rate, and it doesn't change the suicide rate. People just shift to different things.
Sure. Hang on right there, if you will.
Or they get guns easily.
Yeah. Hang on. And I might want to talk about what you... We'll discuss this when we get back. How about that? Find Dean at Ameland. Well over 1,900 articles there talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingard. I saw the thing that you had sent me or texted me about the Door Brothers.
Right.
Now, are you going to write an article on them, or are you just, were we just...
I don't think I will.
Yeah.
And the reason is, it's really hard to separate all the wheat from the chaff. A lot of people are making accusations about them. It may be true, but we're looking at a major investigation I'd have to do. I'd have to spend weeks trying. I mean, I don't want to make allegations about people that are not 100% correct.
Right.
And a lot of people have claimed that they are doing unethical things, and they may be. I look at them and... If they, it appears to me that they're probably making money, but they're making money by saying a lot of things that are close to what we'd want to hear.
Right.
And then they ask people to send them money. Now, you know, that's probably the biggest problem I see with them. I don't know how effective they are. A lot of people say they're not effective at all.
Well, I mean, I look at... I mean, I look at some of the mainstream organizations that will get out there and claim they're doing this and claim they're doing that. You can go look and clearly see that they are not doing what they're saying they're doing. And a lot of them do this purely for the reason.
And they said, why I'm a little hesitant. I mean, I understand. You see, I see a pattern. The pattern is somebody tries to get something passed in a state. And then the Door Brother organizations go in and say, it's not good enough. These people aren't really true to the Second Amendment. Send us money so that we can fight this. That's the pattern I see.
Well, okay.
And it's not just the...
So here's the next question.
It's not just the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
They have a whole bunch of sites for right to life, too.
Yeah. But like with an organization like Second Amendment Foundation... I'm on Alan Gottlieb's flash list, and all he ever sends me are press releases, right? I never see one of these things where they're, you know, trying to fundraise on that. They may have that. They may have that going on, but I never see that. On the other hand, you can look at what Second Amendment Foundation does and actually see a degree.
You can see significant accomplishments.
Yes. Now, when you look at these others that get out there and say, we need this to fight this, that's where my question becomes, because how does sending them money or the lack of money keep them from fighting this? Because activism is, grassroots activism is very inexpensive.
The allegation is that they have a company that is a printing firm. And so the allegation is, and you go to that site that I sent you, the allegation is that they use the money to buy the services from the company they own to print things.
Okay.
And their major holders are board members on the company that does the printing and such.
Right.
So their nonprofits that have the money come into them don't put a lot of money into these people's pockets. But the nonprofits then spend the money at a company they own. So that's the allegation. I'm not willing to put in the time to do the proper investigative reporting I'd need to on them. But I part of it is I look at some of the things, the issues they raise, and they talk about, and I sometimes it seems like they have, some truth on their side.
Sure.
It's hard to be sure. If
well, I mean,
entirely insincere, or if they're sincere and just are, doing well by doing good as they see it.
See, I've looked behind I've been dragged behind the doors of a major gun rights organization out there, and I discerned actually how they work and what their priorities are and everything else, and that's fine, and I've never gone public with it because it would be the one thing I got. They violated a lot of things, throwing me to the wolves. So, by that token, things have changed there radically in the last few years. So I've just sat back and I give them neither good nor bad press.
Right.
Although I'm waiting.
Yeah, I can understand that.
I'm waiting to see if things do seem to be progressing for them, and they seem to be becoming a little more effective. And if that's the case, that's fine. I'm a big boy. I don't mind. Well, that's not true. I didn't like what happened.
But you can take it.
I can take it. Yeah, I've got thick skin. As it goes, some of the things that some of these places do just throw up a flag to me when they get out there and say, will you send what you can send because we have to go fight this? Because I would like to see, Second Amendment Foundation very transparent.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they probably don't have to do as much fundraising, because they're so transparent that people just say, I'm just going to give them some money. On the other hand, some of these other places, it's almost comical. Because they're making these claims about, we will stop this. Okay, how?
Yeah.
How are you going to stop this? You can't go out and bribe somebody.
Right. The other thing I see, if we're going to be talking about some of the defects in activist organizations or groups, right, is that if you look carefully what happens inside the legislation and who is effective and who isn't, you just see people attempting to claim credit for things they had very little to do with over and over and over again.
Yes, that's very true. Yes, that's very true.
And, there's not, you try, I try to write about things and say, look, these guys were really effective. And I don't usually say, well, those guys were not effective. But I try to give some credit for it, too. But you do see lots of people trying to claim credit for passing a bill that they had almost nothing to do with.
Well, or if they do some sort of an event or something, if somebody comes up with a great idea, they will descend upon it, take credit for it, do all the press and everything else on it. And the person that was out there trying to make it a really good event, a really good success, is left there just sitting going, I thought these guys were on my side. This is
Yeah. I think it was, wasn't it Reagan? I think he was quoting somebody else, and it's a long, long known thing. You can get a lot accomplished if you just don't worry about who gets the credit.
Right. Yeah, you can. So anyway.
It's kind of a bribe, you know. You can have the credit as long as you don't oppose me or as long as you support me here, you know.
Right, right. I mean, that's...
That's just the way the real world works.
Yeah, it is.
We have to be, as you say, big boys and understand. And we're making, you know, we talked about constitutional carry, and as we get closer to the end of the program, I'd like to leave on a positive note. We are making real progress.
You got 30 seconds. Leave us on a positive note.
We are making significant progress. We've got 21 states with it. Ohio is almost certainly going to have it next week. Very likely Alabama, either next week or the next. They're still fighting in Indiana. In Georgia, it looks like they have the chance because the two governor candidates are trying to impress conservatives with their credentials. And I think Governor Kemp said at a recent rally, we can get this done. We can make constitutional carry happen. Well, you got the current governor pushing hard for it. It might happen.
We've run out of time, Dean. We will be talking on Tuesday next week, by the way. So thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Very good.
Back again on Monday. Yes, sir. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.